This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Fisher at Fish Sports, who we will see out at the Star today in Frisco when we go out for practice after the show. Yes, there are actually people that work in sports radio that show up to the practices. Crazy thought.
No.
It's unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah. It's
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's strange. Like, what would you do there?
I know. Like, covering the team and actually watching them. It's insane. Mike, we are going back and forth. I guess Philly radio has been spying on us yesterday and all morning long. Not that they have an 8-1 team or MVP to talk about. How would you describe the Philly fans?
Well, they're not unlike the Philadelphia media. When you go to that stadium, my experiences over the course of now 28 years in Dallas is you get on your cowboy team bus and you are literally pelted the bus with eggs and beer bottles. They're not even polite to just throw beer cans, let alone ones that are unopened and full so we could drink them. They throw the bottles.
Dang.
Which then creates broken glass and eggs all over their stadium area, which makes it all the more filthy. But what adds to the humor for me is when we go to Philadelphia, and obviously this Sunday we're at home, but we'll get there eventually, is it's the loudest, most boisterous, most rude, most argumentative press box in America. For 3 hours.
The press box?
To each other, and they're laughing, and they're making fun of their team usually, because their team usually stinks. And they're hooting, and they're arguing. It's like being in drunk uncle's living room for 3 hours when you go to the Philly press box.
Quick announcement, and this is why all we had to do is give 10 minutes of attention to their stupid little Dak Prescott Carson Wentz poll. And in 25 minutes, I've just been informed that Philadelphia radio deleted their poll.
Oh, you freaking success! You biz notches! You took down your stupid little freaking 20 minutes!
Yes!
We destroyed your poll after 20 minutes, and you took down your poll, you biz notches. Oh, my God.
That's why one of the reasons I like the fan is we're really arrogant, but we don't back down from our arrogance.
Yes.
Like you just said about going to practice, that sounds like the cocky, arrogant, subtle dig of the sort that I usually deliver, but I love to hear you doing it.
All right, what happened yesterday, Mike, as you went into the Cowboys locker room after Jerry's interview with us?
Okay, and we've got the conversation with Jerry Jones, with you guys, which we'll hear in a minute. I talked to Terrence Williams, I talked to Tyrone Crawford, and then over the course of recent times, I've talked to Tank Lawrence and others about this. When Jerry tells you guys yesterday morning that there's not one shred of statistics that establishes that the short week is damaging to the body, on the surface, I just find that preposterous. Troy, here's what Jerry had to say.
No, he doesn't have that part because
oh,
we
all
just
right, my apologies.
It's all good.
All right.
But Jerry,
okay, that's okay.
Jerry basically saying not a shred of evidence to show that Thursday night football.
All right,
hurt.
Here's the direct quote. Jerry tells you guys nothing, not one shred of statistics show it to be a disadvantage, show it to be inordinately challenging physically for the players. We have experience with this. I'm paraphrasing this, Cowboys, so we ought to know. Now, do we all agree that on the surface, that doesn't sound right?
Yes.
Well, you could dive into it, and it doesn't sound right. It's not just on the surface.
The National Football League, the NFL had a conference call to address this yesterday, and they said, I'm basically paraphrasing. Yeah, there's like two injuries on Thursday night, and there's two injuries on Sunday, so there's no difference. Totally ignoring your point the entire time that the human body and the wear and tear, that's the issue here, not the individual injuries that night.
And I collected experts on the subject to discuss this. Dr. Chow, you guys know him from being online, the former Chargers team doctor. And he says that it's true that there is not evidence to show that, he used the word major injuries, that major injuries are worse on a Thursday coming off a Sunday game than they are playing 3 days later. But as I said to Dr. Chow, but it's 60 car wrecks on Sunday and then 60 more car wrecks for a guy's body on Thursday. Doesn't it stand to reason that the built-up stress, the exhaustion of an area, the adding to an injury that you might have had 2 weeks ago, and now instead of resting it on Thursday, you're playing it on Thursday, doesn't it make sense? Well, the problem is you can't establish that data. You can't chronicle all the little aches and pains that then add to something else, which takes me to the very honest and frank Cowboys team captain, Tyrone Crawford.
Look, Tyrone Crawford on the subject of the short week. Go.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the short week, definitely, it's not easy to recover. My body usually, you know, starts to recover by Thursday. So, you know, when you play a Sunday game and then go straight to a Thursday game, you know, it's definitely really hard to recover. And, you know, your coach is trying to do the best they can as far as, you know, taking a lot off you. But, you know, it's hard to, you know, go from a game to a game and that short of days and, you know, not feel it in different types of ways. And, you know, that's how a lot of guys get injured.
So my question for NFL owners and for the medical people too is, I agree, I get it. You can't document for sure exactly what caused major injuries on a Thursday or minor injuries on a Thursday versus Sunday. But I can find players like Tyrone Crawford who are telling you, it's my body and I can feel it.
Right.
And then I've got the logic of how, you know, listen, if I sprain my ankle on a Sunday, the doctor tells me, hey, Fish, stay off that for a week, right? Mm. But in the NFL, Terrence Williams just kept playing. And I've seen Terrence Williams' ankle right now. It's like he's got a baseball inside of his ankle. It's bulging out half baseball size inside and bulging out half baseball size outside. If T. Will wasn't a football player, he absolutely wouldn't be playing in a game, let alone practicing, and yet he got hurt against Kansas City. He didn't miss a practice last week. He played against Atlanta. He didn't miss a snap that he was called to play on. And T. Will play all this week, practice all this week, and play on Sunday with a baseball in his foot.
My biggest issue in this, obviously the injury factor. The doctors are telling me that the injuries are, you know, it's negligible. That's one thing. But you can't tell me that playing a game 4 days later doesn't affect the quality of play. If a pitcher pitches on a Sunday, there's a reason he doesn't pitch again until Friday. If he were to pitch on Tuesday, he may not increase his likelihood of injury, but his performance certainly will lack. Isn't that the major issue, Fish? It's performance on Thursday?
And then take us back to Sean's note about the NFL's lead medical expert who kind of held a press conference, and it was mostly about concussions. And we just saw the evidence in Seattle last Thursday where they took Russell Wilson and they put him in the concussion tent for like 3 seconds and then put him back in the game.
Yeah.
So it seems fraudulent to me that the NFL is pretending that they even completely care about all this. The NFL chief medical officer is Dr. Alan Sills. Here's more. Again, the evidence isn't in hard numbers on proving major injuries, because that's impossible to do. So they're telling the truth about that. But I've got some circumstantial evidence, which includes NFL chief medical officer Alan Sills. Now, this is the most physical game in the world, right? The most injurious game in the world, and it's been around now for 80 years. They just hired, for the very first time, somebody with the title chief medical officer, Alan Sills, this summer. They've only had a chief medical officer in the league for 6 months.
Hmm.
That tells me that they haven't really taken it all that seriously. And when Dr. Sills says, actually, we're seeing that there's fewer injuries as a result of Thursday to Sunday than there are Sunday to Sunday. And again, I believe him, but that sort of logic tells me, well, then why don't you guys just play doubleheaders? Why don't we have the Cowboys play a game Sunday morning and Sunday night if it's no big deal? And if you see the ridiculousness of that, then you have to be open to the ridiculousness of Sunday to Thursday.
Mike Fisher here on The Fan. Any update on Tyron or Sean Lee? Should we be feeling really good about Tyron at least playing Sunday night?
Yeah, Tyron did some things kind of on his own yesterday morning, and we will be at practice today. I know you guys will be there too, and we'll get a chance to see firsthand. If Tyron participates in the warm-up calisthenics, that will be a big step up, At the same time, this is the usual Tyron Wednesday. And so the question will be, do you want to just keep the same pattern, knowing what we know, that, that maybe Tyron's going to be okay with the groin? Sean Lee, I'm told, just shut him down for 2 weeks. By the way, one of the reasons that, that Sean Lee will miss a second in a row game here is because that game's on Thursday. If that game was on Sunday, he'd be more likely to play. And then watch, when we come out to practice, watch Terrence Williams with the baseball shoved in his ankle. And I think he personifies the real reason that most players are okay with this, even though we've got Richard Sherman calling it a poop fest and Richie Incognito saying they don't care about our bodies. Terrence Williams says, I just look at it as a positive. Yeah, we
but
got
that's
short
the way I look at it. I don't look at it as a bad way. I just look at it as you you have a chance to play, and you have a day to clear it off and reflect. And it's sort of just like practice. Instead of practicing, look, you actually come in for a game instead of a practice day, and you'll actually have more time to recover than you do worrying about playing. So to me, I really don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's just a helpful way to where you can recover more on the back-end side of it instead of the front-end.
And, boys, that's what's really going on here is there is a rub some dirt on it, tape an aspirin to it, be there for your brothers mindset. And I think Terrence Williams exemplifies that beautifully there where he's actually turned into a positive. So saying, yeah, I got to play Sunday and Thursday, but then I get 10 days off. And that's true. I suppose that next game you're more healthy than ever, but – if you're more healthy than ever after a 10-day rest, that would seem to mean logically that you're less healthy than ever after a 3-day rest.
Well done, Mikey. Thank you. We'll see you later on.
All right, boys.
With Tyrone Crawford on the subject of the short week, go.
Just go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.